If you live your life in comfort, if there's relative safety, security, and economic prosperity, we tend to get enamored with this world, comfortable with our living.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. We are so excited to have you with us tonight. My name is Joshua Halleck. I'm your host. I'm here with Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church. He's the senior pastor and an author of some great material you want to check out on the web. Unstuck is a book that he wrote. And today we are talking about a series titled Beyond Now. Beyond Now is all about how to live today in light of what Jesus is going to do. Pastor Mark, we're looking at the end times. We're looking at what Jesus said about the end times. And a lot of people wonder, how does that really affect me?
You know, a lot of people, when they think of the end times, there's two reactions. One, there's this fear and people, this image of some sort of nerdy theological scholar with charts under their arms trying to figure out the dates and the exact timing and, obsessed about trying to figure out all the clues. And then there's those that, like, it's never going to happen. It's always going to be the same. That's going to happen thousands of years from now. But Jesus tells us very clearly that if we are authentic followers of His, that we need to be ready for, here it goes, the imminent return of Christ. That means that Jesus could return at any time. And so the question I'm asking, and I think the question that Jesus really throws at us in this passage is, how ready are you? Seriously, if Jesus were to come back tomorrow, how ready are you? And so there are some powerful principles in this passage that talk to us about having the mindset, the soul preparation to be ready for the coming of Jesus at any time.
What a riveting thought. It's so easy to be caught up in the pressures and the stresses of everything we have on our plates. I mean, bills to pay, work crisis, health issues, relational turmoil, and to think, oh, wait a second, this isn't going to go on forever. This isn't going to go on forever. Well, friends, turn with us to Matthew 24, 36 through 51. This message is titled, How Ready Are You?
Some people call it the rapture, in which Christ returns to earth and takes those that are the remnant with him. And I don't have time to get into all of what that means because there's multiple scriptures that talk about that. But I want you to understand the attitude of being ready for that in our own lives. Now, it says that before the flood, people didn't know about it, but they were hearing about it. And then it tells us that this is what it's going to be like on that day. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man, it says in verse 39. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. It says on that day that comes unexpectedly, without notice, Christ, the way he left, will return in the clouds. There'll be a sound, a trumpet, a noise. There'll be two people walking together. Fast forward to Chicago, two people walking down Michigan Avenue. Suddenly one stays, the other disappears. Two women shopping at Carson's, about to make a deal. Here's the credit card. The credit card falls on the counter. She's gone, and the teller's looking around for her. There'll be a mass disappearing of people that are found in Christ. A rapture, so to speak, a disappearing of the people that have said yes to Christ. Christ coming to take his church, his people with him. This is what is predicted in Scripture. It's been over and over in Scripture, you'll see it. What would it be like if thousands and tens of thousands of people on earth suddenly disappeared because they were taken by the hand of God? There would be mass chaos on earth. Cars would go out of control, airplanes would fall, executives would be taken, people in service jobs would disappear, a household would be there, a husband would go, a wife would disappear, two of one family would go, the rest would be left behind. And the Bible says that ushers in, depending upon your view of the end times, but that ushers in a time of great tribulation that those who are left behind, so to speak, will suddenly have an opportunity also to realize that what was said to them was true, and through much difficulty and tribulation will have a time to turn back to God, but it will be extremely hard for them to just survive during those difficult times. The coming of Christ. So you may show up one Sunday and you drive into New Life parking lot and you ask yourself, wow, are the Bears playing to get today? Because this parking lot looks very empty. And you walk in there, the band is not there. People are looking a little confused. Some stragglers are walking around saying, what's going on? Where are people? What happened? There's a few people coming in, finding their seats, and I haven't seen Pastor Mike. I'm counting on you going, Pastor Mike, so I haven't seen Pastor Mike. Where is he? I'm sure there's a few people that would still be here. So one or two things have happened. Either you forgot to turn your clock back on the Sunday that turns the clock back, and you showed up early. Or it could be that the rapture has taken place. Because not everybody who claims to be a church-going individual is necessarily someone that's right with God. I believe churches will have tons of people that are left behind because it's not about joining a religion. It's not about attending a church. It's about, are you someone that is giving your life to Jesus Christ, walking with Him, filled with the Holy Spirit, and ready for His return? Some will be left behind. There will be some that will be left behind, and in the wake of the disappearance of thousands of people, they will suddenly realize that what was predicted in prophecy, what they've heard about and taught about, was true. And it's at that time that some of them will bow their knee and repent and weep and say, God, I have not listened to your word. My mother's gone. My father's gone. But I realize that I never surrendered to you. God, I want to follow you now. And the Bible says for those people, it will be a terrible, difficult, challenging time of tribulation and persecution as they try to live for God in a very, very challenging, difficult time. That should not fill us with fear, but hope of understanding that the God of the universe is in control and has a purpose and a plan for His people. Yeah. So live expectant. If someone tells you a time, a moment, a day, do not believe it. But I believe as believers in Jesus Christ, we should wake up every day and say, today may be the day, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. I believe that you should live your life in light of the imminent return of Christ. Like He could come back any day now. And I expect it that He could come back. And so I'm going to live my life expecting that He's going to return. Every generation should expect that in their lifetime, Jesus could return. Whether it happens or not in their lifetime, we live with the imminent sense of the return of Christ. Sensing God, today may be the day. Believers in the New Testament used to greet each other saying, Maranatha, which means, come, Lord Jesus. Why would they say that? Because they believed in the imminent return of Christ. Let me tell you why we don't expect and anticipate and look forward to the coming of Christ. If you live your life in comfort, if there's relative safety, security, and economic prosperity, we tend to get enamored with this world. Comfortable with our living. In fact, most people in America, Christians that I know, don't necessarily look forward to the coming of Christ. If I were to say Jesus was coming Thursday, some of you would say, whoa, hold on. I had a quinceañera plan for next month. It's going to really mess up. I already put the deposit down. Some of you would say, I was about to retire in February. I mean, come on, after all these years of working, finally I was going to go and have some free time. And Jesus, you're coming now? Some of you say, hey, I already put the down payment for our vacation in the Bahamas. It's already bought over orbit. And now, Jesus, you're going to mess up my vacation plans. But if you go to a country where people are being persecuted, put it in prison, tortured, suffering, their belongings taken away, hiding because their wife has been kidnapped, that they're living without their possessions, for the mere fact that they're followers of Jesus, they would say, yes, come, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Secondly, Jesus tells us not only to live with a expectant and informed attitude about his imminent return, but to stay ready by living alert and watchful for his imminent return. Verse 42 says this, therefore. And anytime you see the word therefore, you need to ask, what is it therefore, right? When you see the word therefore in Scripture, it means that it's building on the previous thought. Because people will be taken away, because one person will be left behind, and because Jesus will come unexpectedly, therefore, keep watch. Because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. In essence, what Jesus is saying is that although you do not know the day or the time or the hour or the month, you do need to live with an attitude of readiness, of watching and alertness. The opposite of ready is unready. The opposite of alert is sleepy. The opposite of watching is my eyes are closed. I'm unaware that something is happening. I'm not seeing the signs of it. I'm not a watchman on the tower. I've fallen asleep behind the wall.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, How Ready Are You? Which is from Pastor Mark's series called Beyond Now, Living for Eternity Today. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his Straight Talk message called, How Ready Are You?
And what Jesus is saying is that you need to live your life with a watchfulness, a readiness, an alertness that knows this is going to happen at any time and we don't know when exactly, but we're going to live our life ready. A few years back, my daughter was in high school and she wanted to do tutoring in a neighborhood in Chicago that was a pretty rough neighborhood for a 16-year-old girl to be driving into. And so I sat down with her and I said, okay, I went with her the first time and I said, you're going to go on your own, but you're going to drive through this neighborhood and I'm going to tell you how to drive through that neighborhood. So first of all, leave two car spaces ahead of you. Why? Because if you have to make a getaway, you can. Never get blocked in. Lock your windows. Be aware of who's around you. Don't leave your purse on your seat. Don't leave your cell phone on your seat. Make sure that if someone approaches you, you know what's happening. My wife didn't want me to let her drive to that place, but I let her drive, but I warned her, I want you to be alert. You have to be careful because you're 16 years old and this is a tough neighborhood you're driving through. And so I want you to be alert. It's the same way. So she drove and she said, Dad, I was watching, looking in the mirror, kept some space before, had my foot on the gas pedal just in case I had to take off fast. Why? She was alert, watching, expecting. That's how we are to live our life in Christ. We are to live our life with our foot on the gas pedal, waiting and expecting that the coming of Christ could be at any moment. We live in light of the imminent return of Christ. Some people that are real into Bible prophecy think that they figured it out. And they say, well, I'm not worried yet because this prophecy has to happen or something has to happen in Israel. So I think we have some time. I don't think it's for you to tell us if we have time or not. My Bible says live ready. And so we live with this expectation that Jesus could come at any time, any moment, any day. You keep ready. What does that mean? It means, listen, the greatest way to keep ready is not to get 5 transformers in your house, bottles of water, and a bunker, and a time chart of the end days, predicting, yeah, it's about 3 months away. No, that's not how you get ready. The best way to get ready is to get up in the morning, pull out your Bible, and say, Lord, my life today belongs to you. I want to live with no unconfessed sin. I want to live in obedience to you. I want to live full of the Holy Spirit. And whether I have a time chart or not, I want to live every day in line with you, in obedience to you, obeying you, loving you, and serving you, because that's how I live ready for the end times. See, I know people that have charts but aren't living ready. I know people that have the whole outline of the end times figured out, but they're not living their personal life ready. You don't have to be an expert in prophecy to be ready for the coming of Christ. You don't have to know what the 10 horns of Revelation mean to be ready for the coming of Christ. You don't have to have diagrammed and diagnosed the entire book of Revelation and know what the dragon means and know who's coming from the east and the south, the east or the west. You don't have to know all that to be ready. You have to determine, I'm going to live my life surrendered to the Son of God, full of the Holy Spirit, and if he comes today, I'm ready because I'm living for him every day of my life. That's how you live ready for the coming of Christ. Number 3, and lastly, stay ready by living faithful and purposefully in light of his imminent return. Verse 45 says, who then is the faithful and wise servant? So now Jesus contrasts two people, the ready servant and the unprepared servant. One he calls faithful and wise, the other he calls wicked. And he basically says, hey, imagine that there was a master that owned a precinct and a household. And he leaves to go to a foreign country. And he tells the manager in charge, hey, take care of my estate. I will be back. Take care of it the way I've trained you to take care of it. And so that manager, when he leaves, he runs the household in line with the purposes of his master. He takes care of the household as if his master was there, the owner of the household. He runs it, prepares it, the house is clean, the property's kept up, the employees are paid, the foyer is swept, the grounds are kept up well, because he knows that that's the way the owner of the household wants it, and he's been left in charge to manage the property. And when the owner returns, suddenly he comes back and he says, wow, well done. You've managed this property the way I would have had you manage it if I were present. He said, there's another manager, though. The owner leaves. He waves goodbye, and he turns around and says, party time. The boss is away. The children will play, like some of you do at work. But he says, all right, the owner is gone. And so now he starts acting like, hey, I'm not going to run this household like my owner wants it to be run. I'm going to start I'm going to start having people serve me, and I'm going to have a party, and it gets drunk, and he parties in there. He uses people, abuses people, runs it, acts like he's the guy in charge, uses everything for himself, gets in the wine cellar, pulls out the oldest wine that he knows the owner would only have. He breaks it open, acts like it's his. He splurges, he uses, and then suddenly, when he's in the middle of his big party, the outside is unkept. People are in disarray. The other staff members feel abused and trampled down. The inside is like one big party, and suddenly the owner of the household returns and says, "Hey, what's going on? Oh, I didn't think you were returning this quickly." That's how it will be with the coming of the Son of God. There are some people that understand about Christ, that have heard the gospel, that have said, "I'm going to live my life as though my life belongs to God. I'm purpose with God. He's entrusted me with a mission and gifts and a vision. And I'm going to live my life using my gifts and my talents and my time and my treasure in line with the purposes of God, because I know that my life belongs to God and everything that I am belongs to God. So I'm going to live my life as though God is the Lord of my life." Others have heard about God and the gospel, but they determined to say, "Well, he's not coming soon. I'm going to live my life for me. I'm going to act as though I'm the owner of my life. Though the talents that I have belong to me, the resources that I have belong to me. I'm going to have fun and party and do what I want. I'm going to act like I want, treat people like I want, because this is all about me." And then God shows up. The image that I have is a teacher that tells junior high students, "Here's your assignment. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Behave." And she walks out of the classroom. The door closes. You know, there's always the one kid, right? He's the first to get up and look out the window. She's gone. He's the guy that gets everybody riled up. Pretty soon he gets up front, acts like the teacher, jumps on her chair. He's on the desk doing a little dance, gets everybody riled up because they think, aha, she's not coming back. There's a couple of them that are doing their assignment, a couple of them that are still working on it. And the class goes wild because they think, oh, she's going to come back in about 10 minutes. But she comes back in about 4 minutes and catches the dancer up on her desk. The Bible says, basically, that's the way it's going to be with the coming of the Son of Man. So the question that Jesus stirs us with is, are we ready? In fact, look at what he says at the end. It's pretty harsh what he says. It says, "The master of that servant comes in the day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he is not aware, and he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth." Wow, that's pretty severe. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, by the way, is always associated with a place of judgment, often associated with hell itself. In other words, that servant that's not living for God, that servant that's not following God, that servant that knows the message but hasn't embraced it, when the Son of Man appears and he's living for himself, then judgment comes upon that person. I want to close with this. I believe that God has called you and I in our generation to live prepared and ready for the coming of our Christ. I just wonder, what would be your reaction if you found out that day was 2 days from now? Some of you would say, "Come, Lord Jesus. I've been waiting for this day with such great anticipation and joy. I've told everybody I can about you. I'm living for you. I've walked in obedience. Oh, Lord, I'm not perfect, but I'm forgiven and living for you. God, I wait for that day with such glorious anticipation. Come, Lord Jesus." Others would be scrambling. "Oh, Lord, not in 2 days. whoa, no, don't come yet. Could you wait a month or 2 months? Not ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Beyond Now, Living for Eternity Today. And tonight was the second half of his message called How Ready Are You? That concludes this two-part series, and we ask that you join us again tomorrow for a brand new series. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. If you prefer to have a CD, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself tonight. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of the Straight Talk family. Please do join us again tomorrow. Have a great night, and God bless.